Michelle Mobley is back in studio with us this morning. She is the Agriculture Extension Agent for Independence County. And Michelle, it's been too long. We got a whole lot that we got to talk about here, starting with coming up this Monday, a private pesticide applicator training class. Tell me a little bit about that.
All right, Chad. This is for our livestock producers that hold a restricted use license. So this is for restricted use pesticides. If you have a license, make sure that you check and see when that expires. This is the training that they have to get that. And so if you're new and need a license as well, it's for new license and those that are recertifying.
All right. Little Red River Beef and Forage Conference, that's coming up on March the 6th, so that's just a couple of weeks away. Tell me about that.
Yes, so this is a part of three series, and this is the first one we're going to have. It's going to be Friday, March 6th at Heber Springs at the Mountaintop Cowboy Church, and we're going to be talking about heifer development and marketing, as well as some of our county hay verification demonstrations that we've done throughout the state.
And then this is the big one, Boot Camp, coming up Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. I know you look forward to this one.
Yes, this is one of my favorites.
Okay, so, tell me about it.
This is our third annual Cattle Women's Boot Camp, and this is where women teach our women. We'll have live demonstrations. This is a two-day program. The first day, March 12th, we'll be out at the station there at Bethesda, the research center, and it'll be a full-day event. That's where we get outside, get dirty, handling cattle, how to give shots, herd management, soil samples, hay samples, all the fun things. And then we'll end Friday at Chimney Rock Cattle Company, and that's at Concord. And we're very excited that we have a keynote speaker, Katie Jo Anthony Raspberry. Oh, get all that added.
Get all that there. Yeah, she's got a big business card.
She does. But Katie Jo is a rancher. She's from Oklahoma, but she is known. She won the second season of the Ultimate Cowboy Showdown. So a great young lady that's a role model. Very excited to have her come and speak to our ladies.
Now, when I picture boot camp, tell me how far off I am. I kind of picture this as all of the ladies who maybe they married into the farm life and didn't quite know what they were getting themselves into. Am I pretty close there?
Yes, you are. And we take those ladies, but we also take the other ones that have experience, you know, that maybe just want to brush up a little bit. And it's really a great opportunity to meet other ladies in that industry and have fun. And so we take all experience levels, but you're right on it. And maybe even some ladies that didn't marry into it that are thinking about it, you know, maybe they're like, huh, this might be fun. So
okay. Ladies, don't feel bad. I would be right there with you. I wouldn't know the first thing about being on the farm. And then we've got raised bed gardening coming up a little bit later next month on the 19th of March. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so this is going to be out at UACCB, and we'll be talking about raised bed gardening, how to make your raised bed, what to plant in it as well. And a great opportunity is that there'll be a door prize, and it's a raised bed. It's a really nice raised bed.
Very nice.
So come, and you might just win a raised bed as well.
Now, that's become very popular here lately, raised bed gardening, the last several years anyway. Tell me, what is the advantage of raised bed gardening? Why not just plant it right into the ground?
Right. Well, bad soil. And a lot of folks around here, we don't have the right soil type for that. Also, maybe you don't have the equipment. You don't have a tiller to work up the ground, or maybe you just physically can't do that. And then raised bed also helps with those physical limitations. You don't have to bend down as low. And we were just talking about getting older, you know.
Surely not us.
not us. But it helps out with that as well. And just you're able to make your own soil. So it's just an easier way to garden.
Michelle, you are a busy woman this time of year. Tell me how folks can get a hold of you if they need some more information.
All right. You can call the Independence County Extension Office, 870-793-8840.
And you go frequently and speak to groups and things like that. Can people still book you, or are you booked up at this point?
No, please give me a call. I love to go out and speak to different groups and organizations. And if you have any questions, concerns, anything agriculture, that's what I'm here for. So give me a call.
Very good. Michelle Mobley, Agriculture County Extension Agent for Independence County. Always good to see you.
Thank you. You as well, Chad.